In your opinion, what's more important, the words or the music?
I think they're equal.
They're equal
to me. Yeah.
One can't be bigger than the other one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for us, they're just as important. You know, for us, it's you know, I think that musically, you know, we're one way because it's what we love to do, you know, and it's we write the songs that the way that we want them to sound, you know, and if we were an instrumental band, I'd probably still like it, you know what I mean? But to give a message behind it that we all are in solidarity with and to give words to it, it makes it that much more powerful. You know, there's a lot of rock music these days is like, you know, either the band sucks or is boring and the singer's singing about something great and has these poetic lyrics, or, you know, you got the other way around, you know what I mean? You got this like fantastic instrumental band with the singer singing about, like, you know, drugs and blah blah whatever, like, you know what I mean? It's hard. For us, I feel like they're both equally important. You know, if you have like a singer-songwriter, dude, the music's probably not as important. You know what I mean? If you have a prog rock band, the lyrics aren't as important. I understand that. For us, they're just as important. You know?
Because they're balanced.
Yeah.
Nice. What would you say is the message behind Dogs?
It's like I said before, it's everything. It's kind of struggling through the grind to get to where you want to be and sort of not giving up. You know, I mean, I don't like to necessarily define messages for songs, as far as like for fans and stuff like that, because I think a lot of it you can kind of take whatever you want from it and you can kind of interpret it to your personal life, you know, and I think that's important in art to be able to do that. But I mean, for me personally, it's about us. The whole record's about us. You know, it's about the shit that we've gone through and wanting to quit and wanting to give up and being told, you know, this and that and yada yada, and feeling like you're not gonna be anything sometimes, but kind of fighting through it and powering through it and trying to. There's a positivity to it, you know, to the record that there has to be for us. You know, otherwise, what the hell are we doing it for? If we don't think we're gonna amount to anything, you know, there's a lot of sadness and desperation to it because that's the way we feel a lot, you know. And there's a lot of, you know, there's like party shit on there, you know, because sometimes you're just pissed off, you want to party, whatever, you know, that's how we feel sometimes. It's sort of just like this representation of our lives and the way that we live them now, so.
All layers of your life.
Yeah.
Right on. What's your favorite track on the CD? First, as you know, as a listener,
yeah.
What do you like to listen to on this track most?
Probably either Hard Enough or the beginning. I really like the last song on the record.
And yeah, me too.
One of the B sides called After All too is one of my favorites too. I really like the way that one came out, which was like that was a strange, you know. I don't know, writing every song is different, you know, but like that song, I had a couple parts that I was playing like lightning fast, you know, and Paul was like, can you play that real slow, you know, and so we just slowed the whole shit down, and of course in my head, I had this like fast sort of punk rock song in mind, and you know, Paul asked me to do that, and it was like, okay, and then we start playing it real slow, and you know, Paul comes in with this other riff that we put in there, and it sort of ended up being this thing that I sort of had one thing in mind when we started, and at the end, it's one of my favorite songs, right? I just love the way it came out. You know?
Nice. So, and is that the same song they were wanting to play on this record?
Yeah, probably those three, you know? But, I mean, playing them all is fun for